From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish YPG units, is advancing from three directions. Russia's foreign minister, during a visit to Uzbekistan, said Moscow is prepared to coordinate efforts with Kurds and the U.S. coalition to liberate Raqqa, but a Pentagon spokesman rejected that idea. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner spoke of ongoing U.S. support of the SDF.
We do continue to work and support the efforts of the Syrian Democratic Forces to retake territory from Daesh and further isolate its transportation, communications, supply routes into Raqqa in order to really choke off their hold on that city.
Toner said U.S. priorities are twofold: destroy the Islamic State and end the 5-year civil war by putting in place a cessation of hostilities and jump-starting a political process leading to a transition. The U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello, told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's political crisis was a positive step forward.
I think a lot of credit goes to the facilitator, former President Mkapa, for being able to get the government to come to the table, some of the opposition to come to the table, and make a very public commitment to continue hearing from all of those who were not present. He's really set a tone of listening to all sides and has put the substance of the talks ahead of the pomp and circumstance of the talks.
The first round lasted 4 days in the northern Tanzanian city Arusha. The talks aimed at ending protests and politically motivated violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. The next round of talks expected in the third week of June. This is VOA News.